Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all week at our studio, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, on this special episode, which is a new thing we're releasing every Saturday, we bring you the bits of our podcast that you never heard in the first place, unless you actually watch our live show. So every afternoon, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. We do it most weekday afternoons at about 1:30. And at the very start of the show, myself and Jeremy just shoot the breeze, basically. We talk utter shite until the audience builds up on the Facebook page, if you get me. But this part of the show, we never make a podcast out of, until now. So, coming up on this special episode of Opinions Matter, the bits you missed, we'll be hearing about how one listener is missing a pinky finger. We find out why. Jeremy, this is hilarious actually, assembles IKEA furniture with, you know, one of those silly head torches. Well, he uses one of them while he's making IKEA furniture. Who puts out the bins in your house? And is it pronounced scones or scones? And much more random shit besides on this special episode of Opinions Matter, the bits you missed. Let's start off with Monday. How's everybody today?
We should do a topic someday. I wonder what we get calls on this. Now, we're not doing this today, but would we get calls on, is there a part of your body that doesn't work properly?
Oh,
just get listeners to ring in if they have a part of their body that doesn't work properly. So the reason I'm saying that is at the start of the show, I as you know, have a disability.
You have?
Yes, I do have a disability.
What's your disability?
I'm deaf in one ear. That's a disability.
Oh, yeah.
That is a disability.
Okay, yeah, but you don't have a hearing aid or anything.
No, but I still have a disability.
Yeah, I have a similar disability.
Yeah, now I can't get... What's the allowance? Domiciliary allowance?
What?
What's the allowance? Yeah.
You want to go on the sick because your hearing in your in your left ear is a bit dodgy.
There's all sorts of allowances. And then my wife could be a carer for me. She'd give me carer's allowance. And
well, because you can't hear, I have to shout for you to hear me.
But don't mock my disability for a start. That's called, what's it called when you, ableism, is that what it's called? Don't knock. No, but I'm sure every single, you know the way you always say there's something very special about all our listeners.
No, you're the one who says that.
Oh, no, they are very special because
they're listeners.
They're listeners. And I'd say, out of all our listeners, I'd say the majority of you have one part of your body that's not working properly. Like, I'd love to talk to someone who has a limp dick.
A what?
A limp dick.
What does that mean?
Can't get it up.
I'm sure there is.
Or someone who's missing a toe. Everybody.
Who?
Tony.
Tony.
He's missing a toe.
If you are one of our listeners...
This isn't the topic, by the way, we're talking about.
No. But have you a part of your body that isn't working?
Yeah, because both myself... So 100% of people... Oh, no, sorry, Amanda. Amanda, sorry, just nodding. She did get her periods. She's okay.
What?
She got her periods.
What are you talking about?
Because she was saying she did...
I didn't know it was an issue.
Were you not having that conversation? Did you not have the conversation today?
No.
Sorry, Amanda, I'm... You don't mind me talking
Sorry,
about
can
this,
I ask you why you're talking to a young one about her periods?
Because she was telling us, during the meeting, she was telling us the other day that she wasn't regular anymore.
No, I didn't hear any of that.
Some women could book a train with their periods.
Yeah.
As in, their periods are so...
But what are you getting at? What's the problem with Amanda? And why were you even having this conversation
with
her?
Some women's periods are so on time every month, yeah? They can literally time a bus with them. On Tuesday at 8 o'clock, my periods are going to arrive. And then on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, yeah, you go on the Dublin bus app and the 46A is coming and there's your periods. That's how it happens. But Amanda was telling us that there are periods. It's great to hear you're back on black on...
On track.
Back on flow.
Could you say? Oh, Jesus.
Back on track.
So, Jamie...
The point I was trying to make is 100% of the people in this room here have something amiss. Now, yes. Amanda, you're back on track.
Yeah, back on track, yeah.
I'm delighted for you. But myself and Adrian both have a disability. Neither of us have...
Well, I never call it a disability. I have dodgy hearing in one ear.
You have every right to call it a disability. Not every disability is visual. You can't see...
What?
You can't see every disability.
Speak up!
No, some disabilities are blind. No, that doesn't make sense. You can't see them, yeah?
Yeah.
And you can't see your disability. I mean, if someone...
Oh, now there's a lady with enough conditions now to open a... we're asking you what parts of your body don't work.
That's going to get very heavy.
And, I've autoimmune disease, kidney disease, hypothyroidism, autism, ADHD and seizures.
Fucking hell.
That's about all you can have wrong with you.
And we can't even make fun of any of that.
No, we can't. Because there's nothing to be made fun of.
Well, there would be back in the 80s, the 90s, but because of the world we live in, we cannot mock any of those conditions.
No, we can't.
Well, Keith, autism isn't a disease.
Well, it's a condition.
Is it a condition?
Yeah, it's a condition. So send us a message on Facebook and let us know.
Not about seizures. I can't do seizures. We're talking about...
Oh, you want funny things that are wrong with you?
Have you got a pinky that doesn't work?
What? A little finger that doesn't work?
Oh, I know someone who has a non-functional pinky.
Really?
Yeah. From a gym accident.
And what? The finger just sits there?
I think it was 24 kilogram dumbbell fell on his pinky.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And pinky is no more. Pinky's bye-bye.
Wow.
Now, he still has his pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's no, look. Like, you can't do, basically you can't do a pinky with his pinky.
You can't move the thing.
You can't move his pinky. So if you ever say to him, yeah, do you promise we'll go out drinking on Saturday night and you go out for a pinky?
He can't do that.
It's just limp.
Oh, really?
He has a limp pinky. Yeah.
Okay, so what part of your body isn't working or is malfunctioning on
dancing.
You?
Dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing. We didn't ask you to sing, Dan. It's a different show completely.
Now you're ridiculing his name.
What? Oh, sorry, that's his... Oh, sorry.
His name isn't Dancing.
That's what it is, Dancing. By the way, that's a made-up profile, clearly made-up profile. He has hay fever. Now, hay fever is not a disability. Now, I am...
You're a hay fever sufferer.
I am. So, Jesus, my wife could get double carer's allowance.
Yeah, Jesus, you can literally walk out of here today.
I'm a deaf hay fever sufferer with a limp dick.
Now, our listener with all of those conditions, I'm afraid to even name this person because if I name this person, then we start making the joke of it.
Yeah, no, you can't.
We could be sued.
No, we could be
in the High Court.
No.
Autoimmune disease, kidney disease, hypothyroidism,
autism, stop.
ADHD, seizures. And then she said,
yeah,
mock away.
No, can't.
No, we canceled. Can't.
Be cancelled.
I'm so sorry to hear about your conditions.
I said on last week's podcast, only a woman can get pregnant. I'm already halfway to being cancelled.
Yeah, well.
If I open my mouth one more time. Now, we just got a message from a listener, and I'm sure I don't know if he'll want his name mentioned. It's him.
I never knew that.
And he sent us a photograph of his hand. Well, half a hand.
Well, it's three quarters.
It's an and.
It's three quarters.
It's an and. It's not a full hand. And he's missing a pinky. Chase your poor wife.
Why?
That's awful for your missus. Message me back if you want us to name you. It's not something I'd be standing up on a crate shouting about now. That I've known your poor missus.
Why? What's this to do with his missus?
Because he's missing a pinky.
What's that got to do with his missus?
Oh, that wife can't be happy. Can't be
really?
Happy. Yeah, no.
In what way?
It just wouldn't work out. I'd say there's marriages.
So sorry, one of our regular listeners has just sent us a photograph of his hand.
Yeah.
And his hand, and I never knew this about this regular listener.
What make a car is that?
That's a truck.
What make is it?
Iveco, it's a truck.
Oh, it's a truck. Sorry, yeah. Iveco, yeah.
Anyway, he is missing a pinky on his little finger on his right hand, on his left hand. Wow.
The poor missus.
What's it to do with the missus?
It has a lot to do with her, yeah.
In what way? I don't get what it has to do with his missus.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Oh, so this is about the missing pinky, is it?
Yeah, so this is Jason, and he has a missing pinky.
Okay, this is a regular caller, Jay.
No shame in it.
Obviously no shame.
I was saying Mrs. Jason, yeah? Lorraine is her name. She's regularly on the show, yeah?
Yeah.
I was saying, God love her. Things must be hard for Mrs. Jason.
Because he's missing a pinky.
He's missing a, yeah. Yeah.
Here, hang on. Here's what Jason has to say.
Ernie, you asked Lorraine. That's the best part because it fits into that little spot you're talking about, buddy.
No, I don't know what that's even about.
I have no idea what that's about. It fits into.
But I want to know.
I get what he's saying.
What?
Can I say it?
No, you
Is
can't.
It's never going to be repeated.
Yeah.
But then I can't say it. I know what he's talking about.
What I'm more interested in
is how he is
missing a pinky.
Do you understand the plumbing of a woman?
No.
No, you listen.
I want to know how come he is missing a pinky. What happened?
It's none of your business.
But it is.
It's none of your business.
I don't get it.
Yeah, Jamie gets it there.
Stop it now,
yeah,
stop.
No, I can't read it out.
Oh, you certainly can't read that
Did
out.
Did you ever hear that expression
no.
before? One in the...
No. Can we move on then?
You just don't get women, do you?
No.
You just don't get women.
Jay, I'd love to know how you actually lost the finger. He sent us a photograph with one of his fingers missing. His little small finger is missing.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how that happened. How does that happen? How do you lose a finger?
Well, if you're going to... lose any digit.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, by the way, digits.
Yeah.
If you're going to lose any digit...
The little one is probably the best one.
So if you held my hand down and said, I'm going to chop off one of your fingers, which do you want to... I'd let you have my pinky. I wouldn't let you have the thumb.
No.
Because I need that for gaming.
Oh, right, okay.
So I do a lot of gaming with that.
So you don't use your pinky for anything, do you not?
Ah, the odd thing.
The odd thing?
From, let's say, from on bank holiday weekends, Mr. Pinky comes out.
What, drinking a cup of tea or something?
No, I don't drink tea on a bank holiday weekend. Yeah, Mr. Pinky will get a bit of use on the bank holiday weekend.
Okay.
Anyway,
you're waffling on. I want to know why Jay is missing his little finger. Where did it go? I want an answer, please. Can you let me know where?
He just messaged and says, you can call me if you want to talk about it. But it's not a phone-in show.
Get him on. I want to talk to him. Get him on.
But it could be her. It could drag the whole topic down. No, we haven't got time.
I want to know why that man has no bloody little finger.
He lost it when he was 16. That's all you need
to
know.
Yeah, that's not enough. You don't just... What? He went out on his bike and he came home without it.
But he could have... I'm telling you, I just wouldn't...
Maybe a dog bit it off. That's what I want to find out. I want to know why Jay has lost his finger. Why he doesn't have that finger anymore.
Yeah.
You there, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
How are you missing... I never knew this about you. How are you missing one finger on your left hand?
I'm actually... The little finger and the two beside it were actually taken off. They used the bone out of my little finger to give back them two. If not, I would have been left with just the index and the thumb and that.
So hang on. So I'm looking at the photograph. You're saying that the other two fingers were reconstructed, basically.
Yeah, from my little finger.
Okay.
And some cartilage and whatever. Now, this was back in 1992. He'd done an amazing job. Dr. Lawler was his name. He's long gone now. He's passed, but what an amazing man.
And can I ask you a question? If he was still alive, would you give him the thumbs up?
And he has his thumb. His thumb's working.
No, I'm just saying.
I give him a high four. You have to help me with
that. Okay, yeah.
So, come here. How did you... What happened to your fingers?
We need to know.
Yeah. What happened to your fingers?
I rolled over on a forklift when I was 16 making dog food, and my hand got trapped at the side.
Wow.
My first ever job. When I didn't listen to my daddy and say in school, no, I want to go to work, and I got a job.
I have to say, to go through that operation is very brave. I have to hand it to you, but I can't hand it to you because you don't have a hand.
Stop it.
No, I'm just saying.
He does have a hand.
No, I can't hand it to you.
It's two-thirds of a hand.
And can I ask you a question on you? You don't have to answer this question. Yeah. Now, how does Mrs. Jason, how do things go with Mrs. Jason?
Not a bother, flying.
Really though, I would have thought though there's a missing link.
What are you talking about?
No, why? Come on, spit it out, Jeremy.
No, I just would have thought there's a missing link in the chain.
He is missing a finger,
yes.
Well, I'm not missing a Mickey. I'm missing a finger.
I know.
By fingering.
No, there you go. There you go. Thanks. Good luck. Good luck. Anyway, Jay, so you've survived your life since you were the age of 16 without a finger.
My hand was being reconstructed for 2 years, so my hand was in a cast for 2 years.
That's
sort of the way I spiraled out of control. Remember I told you about my background studying, something happening when I was a young fella?
Absolutely.
Well, that was it. That's what put me over the edge.
Now, I've one more personal question, but it's very inappropriate.
Yes,
it's very inappropriate.
Then don't ask it.
I am the king of
embryo. No, stop.
How did you masturbate without a little finger?
It's
like
on his left hand.
It's on my left hand.
It's his left hand, you gobshite.
Jeremy, you know more than anybody. You only use two fingers for that.
Sorry, I'll
tell you. Okay, no.
Everybody knows.
And by the way, what sort of a weird question is that to ask a man?
How do you masturbate with four fingers? That's a very valid question.
No, I think it's a weird question. You sound like a deviant.
A deviant?
Yeah, a deviant. Yeah, doesn't he, Jay?
He does. I'm right-handed, so what would I be doing with you?
Oh, there you go. There's the answer. Right. Thank
you.
Good luck,
Jay.
Thank you. Good luck. I don't want to hear anymore. Thank you. Bye. So now we know. Now we know.
Two of us, you're the bigger deviant.
What?
The two of us, you'd be a bigger deviant.
I think not. Any opportunity you have to bring a conversation, sex.
You sound like your man
who?
Back in the day.
Oh,
you can't talk about sex on the radio. They'll have us taken off the air.
We're on a podcast.
You've literally turned into...
Into who?
Into the...
Names.
I can't name names. You had five fingers, though. Oh, you're unbelievable. And don't think about sex. Don't think about sex.
You do. You say everything but you turns around to sex.
I think that's a very valid question. See, I ask the questions. There's lots of people listening to this, yeah? I asked the question.
Samantha, you're right. What am I listening to? You're right.
I asked the question. Okay,
shut up.
Are people
shut
thinking.
Up. Shut
Don't
up.
Don't you tell me to shut up.
Shut up.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters, but not as much as ours does.
Ah, there we are. A very good afternoon to all of you. You're very welcome to our beautiful studio here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. We're in the east wing of the hotel. And our lovely appointed studio. I love this studio. It really is fantastic. It's great. Must get the paintbrush out, actually.
I mean, state of the place. Like, it's in bits. Sorry, I'm just doing this other... I can't multitask at all. I can't talk while doing that.
Why? What's the problem?
I can't. Because I'm typing.
You're typing, yeah. Well, you can't do two things at one time.
No, shush. Don't talk to me.
Who can't do two things at one time? Jeremy can't talk and type at the same time.
No.
Have you got it?
Yeah, there we go.
Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome to Opinions Matter with A and Jay from our lovely studio. I was just saying about painting, yeah?
Yes.
Is there? Are you any good at DIY?
I am. In fact, I put together a gaming table for my son yesterday that I bought in IKEA.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I want to say hello to the Opinions Matter fans who I met in IKEA yesterday in the marketplace, which is my favourite. So IKEA is, it's kind of like... It's like anal sex, really.
It's like anal sex?
You're either into it or you're not. There's no in-between.
Oh, yeah. You know I get
there's
you,
no
yeah.
There's no
grey
area.
No, there isn't.
There's
no, it's
gray
either,
area.
It's either you're for it or you're against it.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it, yeah.
But IKEA should use that in their next strap line.
What?
IKEA. It's like anal sex.
You think?
You either love it or you hate it. Anyway, I'm a lover of IKEA.
How long did it take you? You see, the reason I'm asking is I'm a bit of a disaster area where it comes to DIY, yeah? If I was to make that gaming table, it would probably take me until next week.
An hour and a half I did it in.
An hour and a half, that's very impressive.
And that's
is.
And that's when my kids running around and jumping on top of it and all, because they're little shits like that. But yeah, an hour and a half, that's all. See, it helps when you have the right tools.
So yeah,
I have a tool belt, believe it or not, like what's his name, your man?
A tool belt?
I have a tool belt. What's his name?
Sorry, hang on. You were making an IKEA desk, yeah?
Yeah.
And there you are with a tool belt.
What's his name?
Bob the Builder.
No, not Bob the Builder. No, why would it be like a cartoon character? Your man.
Who? Bob the Builder has
a... TV show. Well, I didn't watch Bob the Builder. The TV show, what's his name? Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
And he used to walk around all the time with a tool belt on. I have to say, and ladies, you can disagree with this, but you're wrong.
Yeah.
Women love the men with the tool belts.
Really?
Oh, there's nothing that turns up. Tim Allen, what was...
Look,
what was,
there's Bob the Builder, look.
I'm not talking about Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder.
I don't look like Bob the Builder. He's fat, he's obese.
Yeah, but look, he has a tool belt, look.
You Google it. Tim Allen was in a show back in the day, if anybody knows.
Who cares?
Okay, anyway, I looked like Tim.
So hang on, to make an IKEA... I just want to set the scene here.
Yeah, so
to
my living room, yes. So first of all, you lay a carpet down on the ground.
So you don't scratch the wooden floor.
So you don't scratch the wooden
floor. Yeah, very good. That's good.
Now, my wife did say that you're not starting... She shouts actually quite a bit, which is quite controlling.
Well, I can't blame her.
She said it at the start. You're not making that bloody thing unless you put a blanket down on the floor first. I'm not having my wooden floors ruined. Now, it's parquet flooring. It actually is. Parquet flooring is for working class. You get that in Ballyfermot.
Why, what have you got?
It's not parquet flooring. That's Ballyfermot stuff, that is.
Why, what have you got?
Solid. None of your semi-solid.
Oh.
It's the only thing that's solid in Airhouse, girl, at the moment.
Anyhow.
No, the point I'm trying to make is she was moaning at me.
Yeah.
For, is that happening, by the way?
Yeah.
She was moaning at me because I was going to start the job without putting the blanket down.
Yeah.
And she said, you're not fucking putting the, put the blanket down. I don't want my solid floors. Timber flown in from Norway, by the way. That's their floors are.
Go on, will you?
Norwegian wood.
Who cares?
I'm just saying how good our floors are.
Nobody gives a shit how good. Yeah. Nobody. Literally, nobody watching now.
Home Improvement
cares.
Is the name of the show.
Oh.
Remember Tim Allen? Anyway, she says, I don't want my timber floors ruined by your handiwork.
Yeah.
Now, this is the same wife who literally has left stiletto marks all over. Does your wife wear heels?
Yeah.
In or out of bed?
What? She hardly goes to bed wearing heels.
Ah, that's why you'll be divorced by Christmas.
Who goes to bed wearing heels?
Oh, only the best women. The final. Oh, God, she's my voice ringing me now.
Uh-oh.
Yes, only the finest of women.
Women go to bed wearing heels. That's a bit weird, if you don't mind me saying so.
Is there any woman listening to the show right now?
No, there's none.
Let me finish. That has ever worn heels to bed. That's a common thing.
Wearing heels to bed?
Yeah, a lot of women would wear heels to bed. Anyway,
So hang on. You get into bed with a set of stiletto heels on.
Well, not me. I wouldn't. But a woman, I'm using the will to speak here. A lot of women would actually do that. Yeah.
I find that really weird.
Why?
I just do. Anyway, can we go back to your handyman?
No,
yeah?
But anyway, my wife has ruined our living room floor with
stiletto heels.
Stiletto heels, because she'll come in from a night out or whatever, and she won't take them. Now, I've ordered her to take them off at the door.
Ordered her? That's a bit controlling.
No, it's not. No, not when it comes to my Norwegian wood. And I've said to her many times, do not come into this house with your heels on.
And she tells you to piss off and she keeps going.
She'll come in with a few drinks on her, and you'll be able to tell exactly what way she walked, because stiletto.
Can we just get back to you being an absolute tool?
I thought you were talking about wearing the heels in bed.
No, about you being a complete tool, yeah?
What women are listening to the show at the moment. I'll be able to pinpoint who would wear heels. She definitely does.
What?
Angela.
Wears heels in bed.
Oh, 100%.
Can I get back to you wearing a tool belt to make an IKEA desk?
I do.
What sort of a clown are you?
Well, no, I'm not a clown, I'm a builder. I put the tool belt on.
For what purpose, like?
Now, I should have taken a photograph of this. You know what else I wear? And I only wear it because she bought it for me on Amazon.
What?
A couple of years ago. I wear the thing that straps around your head with the light on. I love that. Oh, they're brilliant, they are.
You're making an IKEA desk, and you have a little light on your head, and you've got a tool belt.
Yeah.
Even though the whole thing is laid out for you, you just have to screw the screws in the right hole.
So you can buy these, by the way. She got it on Temu. It's $375 on Temu, and it's an LED headlamp. So it basically straps around your head like that. You put it around your head.
But you do have lights in your kitchen, don't you?
Oh, no, we do have lights in our kitchen. Yeah, LEDs.
The finest. So why do you need this yoke in your head?
Oh, it just looks deadly. So when you have your tool belt around you, yeah?
Yeah.
And it has to be a fully stocked tool belt. So it has to have Allen keys.
Right, but they come with the bloody thing that you bought in IKEA.
Oh, no, I don't use the tools from IKEA. No, I use my own ones. And the light is amazing. It's just great for being able to... Do you ever have problems pinpointing where you're hammering and you end up hammering in the wrong place?
No.
Really?
Never. What were you hammering the desk for?
Oh, it had to be...
Did it not just all slot in together?
No. There was a lot of hammering involved last night.
Right.
But anyway, let's just say... My wife was duly turned on by my attire.
By the way you were dressed.
Yeah, she loves the headlamp on my head like that.
Oh, she needs to get out.
She does. And not come home with her stilettos on. Do you not think it makes sense to wear one of those?
No, why do you need to when you have a light in your... Do you have a light in your kitchen?
What?
Do you have a light in the room?
Yeah, very good lights actually, yeah.
So what are you doing with the torch thing in your head?
So you can see when you're hammering in a nail that you put it in the right hole. There's nothing worse than when you hammer a nail in the wrong hole and then you go back to the instructions and go, oh God, I'm after doing
that. No, I have done that myself. Yeah.
And you try to bring it back to them. No.
And there's nothing as worrying as finishing putting together an IKEA thing, yeah?
IKEA.
To discover that there's actually...
IKEA.
Yeah, IKEA.
IKEA.
That there's a few screws left over.
Oh, but there's always a few screws loose with you.
Yeah, there's always.
Yeah. So what's Angela's name? Your wife loves your strap-on. No, honestly, they are absolutely... It's the best money you can ever spend. $376 on Temu. It will be delivered in 22 weeks. Have you ever ordered something off Temu?
Yeah. Like, it takes forever.
Why does it take so long?
Well, because they're made in China.
But I can fly to China.
There's a documentary. You need to watch the documentary about the bloody conditions that the workers are working in.
I don't care.
30 days a month.
Don't care.
You should.
Just want my headlamp. That's all. I didn't want to have to wait 30 days for my headlamp. Anyway, you lady or lad.
I just have this mental image now of you with your tool belt and your little light on your head.
No, it's not a little light. It's a 5-bulb light. There it is there. Look, there's 5 bulbs in it.
What, were you making it in a forest or
literally,
something?
Literally, if I went out to a field with that around my head and lay down, a plane would land on my head. It's a very, very strong light.
And you need that to make an IKEA desk.
Yeah, you do. It just helps. It helps the look.
You're a clown of a man.
I'm telling you, lads, if you're not getting any from your missus lately, you
put a light on your head
and a tool belt around, and you're in for a big treat.
Good afternoon and welcome to today's Opinions
Matter. You know the name of the furniture
matter?
That I made, was making was, by the way?
What was it?
You know the mad names they put on?
Oh, yeah, on the IKEA things. What was it called?
A Mickey.
What?
A Mickey.
Was the name of the desk?
The name of the desk is a Mickey desk.
Strange name.
Well, M-I-C-K-I-E. Is that Mickey?
And Shona wants to know, and I agree with her on this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What IKEA furniture is assembled with nails and not screws? I've never assembled anything from IKEA that had nails.
No, it had the plastic nails, you know, that go into the pre-drilled holes.
The plastic nails?
Have you never seen the plastic ones?
No.
They're like dowels?
I thought you were brilliant at DIY.
Yeah, but I don't know what the different things are called. Anyway, they're big plastic nails that go into the thing. Anyway, all you need to know is it's a beautiful gaming chair.
Made with your lamp and your tool belt.
Yeah, lamp and tool belt.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Do you know what I discovered today? Yeah? Yeah?
Go on.
Do you know what I discovered today?
Yeah.
How dependent I am on electricity. So this morning... we had no electricity at home, yeah?
Yes.
So I couldn't have a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't had a shower.
Yeah.
So you probably get a bang off me there.
Stink of stale cigarettes and booze.
But I don't smoke. So I couldn't have a shower, yeah?
Yeah. Couldn't charge your phone.
I couldn't have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I couldn't charge my phone. I literally could do nothing but leave and come over here.
To have a shower in the palatial surroundings of the White Sands Hotel,
yeah. But how dependent we are on electricity.
Oh, Jesus, welcome to 2000.
No, I could do nothing at home today. Literally nothing. The power only came back a few minutes ago.
Well, my mum was telling me that when she was a kid growing up, she didn't have a fridge. Fridges were barely a thing in the 40s.
How do you survive without a fridge?
Well, I don't know. People didn't have fridges in the 40s.
Really?
No. Fridges are only a new concept.
Anyway, yeah, I was able to do absolutely SFA before I left for work.
No, straight answer. our team of production staff, 15 production staff working today, they send people
15?
Out.
15?
We say this.
I thought we made some redundant.
We'll tell them today at the end of the show. We send out messages to people asking them, would they like to come on and talk about...
Whatever the topic is.
The topic is.
Yeah.
And... one person just replied and just said no. Actually, if you still have it in your phone forwarded to us, like, don't tell us who it's from. I'd love to read it. What is the most aggressive, angry or abrupt message WhatsApp you've ever got on your phone? I have one here and I have to find it.
Now, you don't have to tell us who it's from, but just tell us what it was. So the rudest or most abrupt message you ever got from somebody.
Yeah, like if you're having a row with somebody or something like that. I'm just, all the ones between me and my wife, I'm bound to find some gems in there.
Okay, send us a WhatsApp to 0858252626 and let us know what is the rudest message you've ever gotten on your phone on a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Abrupt and... You see, the thumbs up emoji, yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's a bit passive-aggressive. It's really a reply saying, I don't really want to engage in conversation with you, but here's a thumbs up.
Oh, my son does that to me.
What?
I will text him and say, how was your day at school? And I get a thumbs up back. Like,
yeah, it's really...
Literally
like,
doesn't go into...
I have to give you some sort of a reply, but I'm not arsed engaging in conversation.
The only time my son ever engages with me on the phone, yeah?
Yeah.
Is when he's looking for V-Bucks. So he'll be as nice as pie when he's looking for V-Bucks, yeah?
Right.
So anything else, I could text him, but I can't text him now. Is he in school at this time? Oh, he may.
Well, yeah.
Really?
Well, obviously.
He may not be. Who knows? Who knows?
What do you mean he may not be?
Well, he probably wouldn't, actually, truth be told. Anyway, if I were to text him now and say, how's your day going? I'd just get a thumbs up. But, yes, if he's looking for something from me, go, Dad, how are you? I hope your day's going well. Can we have V-Bucks? It's all about V-Bucks.
My sister once told me to fuck off on WhatsApp. Yeah, that's fairly abrupt.
Oh, God, yes. Now I know who it's from. And I really can't say who it's from.
I go on.
You, there it is. You long string of piss. You're nothing, no way it goes on. You're nothing but a merchant of sleaze and nobody listens to your fucking podcast anyway.
Right.
It's from my mother. Thanks, Ma. Thanks for the support. No, that is from, yeah, that's, did you see that, by the way? It's very weird.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird, very weird. Go on, what one have you got? I'd say you have a few.
Oh, no, here, I've a list of them.
All from your wife.
What?
All from your wife.
No, no, she doesn't send me anything aggressive.
Remember every time you used to have a row with her, you used to go to the flower shop to buy flowers?
I still do that. No. Still do that.
No, but it became because you were buying them so often, they no longer calmed her down. So, yeah, the trick about buying flowers for a woman, yeah?
Yeah.
To calm her down.
Yeah, is
you do it every 6 months, so it's a novelty, yeah?
Oh, okay.
But you would piss her off on a daily.
Oh, yeah.
Literally on a daily. You'd say or do something that would piss her off, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'd be ringing you to talk about the show, and I'd go, where are you? And you'd hear you in a shop buying flowers. Yeah, I'll have to... You'd never go for the large bouquet, by the way. You always went for the stingy, the small bouquet.
I've learned from that, no, yeah. I've learned.
And you'd be in a flower shop buying
flowers. The size of the bouquet I buy is in proportion to the amount of forgiveness I need.
So why did you go for the small one?
I used to. No, but now, so if you see me walking in with a huge big bouquet, yeah?
Yeah.
You know I'm in big trouble.
So the bigger shitstorm you've made, yeah, the bigger the bouquet is.
Yeah, yeah.
But you used to do, you'd be in that flower shop every week. You put that woman, that florist, yeah? You put her kids through college. You spend some money in that flower shop.
Yeah.
Remember, every day.
Now, Jessica wants to know, why do women like having flowers? Because they're going to be dead by the end of next week, and they cost a lot of money.
A lot of women love getting their flowers.
Why?
Oh, they just do. Yeah, find me a woman.
But why do women like to get their flowers and men don't?
Men don't get flowers.
What?
Men don't get their flowers. You find most women, when they get their flowers,
yeah,
it's relief and happiness, really.
Oh, because he remembered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so Jess, I don't know if you get your flowers, but... yeah, in a lesbian situation, yeah?
Yeah.
Who buys who the flowers?
I don't know.
In the same way, when lesbians get married, yeah?
Yeah.
I love lesbians. Big fan of lesbians. Big fan of your work, girls. Keep it up. When lesbians get married,
yeah,
did they both... I've never been at a lesbian wedding. I've been at a gay wedding.
Yeah.
As in men. But in a... Have you ever been to a lesbian wedding?
I haven't, no.
Do both women wear a white dress?
That's a good question.
Hang on, I'm going to Google lesbian wedding here.
What, just a generic lesbian wedding?
You wouldn't know how to come up on this. I just think it's weird if they're both wearing... look at these. Oh, look at that.
What?
Oh, look at... I'm just saying it's shocking that both...
They're both wearing white dresses,
and
yeah.
And both are attractive. I'm just saying that's rare in a lesbian relationship.
Is it?
Ah, it would be.
What's rare about it?
That they'd be both quite feminine. Sometimes, in a lot of the time... Oh, am I speaking out of class here?
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah, you're being stereotypical.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just saying in a lot of...
Why are you throwing shade on lesbian weddings?
I'm not throwing shade. I love a lesbian. Now, if anybody wants to invite me to a lesbian wedding, I'll be the DJ. I'm just saying, in that particular photograph, now look.
Yeah, yeah.
They're both very...
What are you getting at?
Feminine.
I don't know what you're getting at. They're both wearing white dresses.
Yeah, they're both wearing white dresses.
But not, if you look at the other photographs, they're not all wearing white.
She's in a suit.
Yeah. There.
So if you were a lesbian, Adrian, and you were getting married,
yep,
would you wear a suit or a dress?
I don't know, because what? I'm not. I'm neither.
But do you think it's weird, a two couple wearing... When we were getting married and we were planning to the details of the wedding, yeah, I wanted to get married in a white suit. Like Nicky Byrne from West End.
You did not.
Yeah, Nicky, if you ever Google Nicky Byrne on his wedding day.
Yeah. He was in Hello Magazine or one of them, wasn't he?
Nicky Byrne wedding day. And he wore a white suit. And I've told Nicky about this many, many times. And so how do you spell Byrne? B-Y-R-N-E, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, he wore a white suit,
He wore a white suit, and I wanted to wear a white suit, like Nicky from my wedding day. And,
and your wife told you, or your soon-to-be wife told you to piss off.
She said to me, if you turn up on the altar in a white suit, I won't be turning up, so I scrapped that idea.
Yeah.
But looking back in it now, two wearing white is not, it's not.
No.
Like, when you're in a, there's more lesbians both in white dresses. No, when you're a lesbian in a relationship, one of you has to decide who's taking control here. Who's putting out the bins?
What are you on about?
who does the job that is traditionally the man's job in...
You share everything. You share everything.
So in a lesbian marriage, both women put out the bins. No, I don't believe that. No, I'm sorry.
Why, who puts out the bins in your house?
Oh, I do. My wife wouldn't even know where the bin is.
Oh, really?
No, no. There's lots of jobs that are assigned to me and assigned to her. So I do the bins. I clean the litter tray for the cats.
Ew.
That's a manky job.
Yeah.
I deep clean the carpets when they need to be cleaned.
Now, there's Hannah. She says, my wife wore a white dress on our wedding day. I wore trousers and a blouse.
Yeah, that's I'm delighted for you, Hannah. But what colour was the blouse? I think that's the key here. Because I think when both people are in white at the altar, I think it's clashing. It's jarring for me. It's jarring.
But you wanted to wear white.
I know, but looking back in it, because Nikki, sorry, you look like a tosser on your wedding day. Sorry, Nick. Like, I know it was acceptable in the 90s. It was acceptable at the time. But Nikki. But I just think it's too... See, the contrast is that one of them is in white and the other is in a dark colour. It looks nice for the photographs.
Yeah. So, Hannah, we need to know the colours. The colours. And there's Una. Now, this stereotypical jobs that a man does.
I'm a very stereotypical man. I'm a very old-fashioned man.
Una says, I put the bins out. So you're telling me your wife wouldn't even know where the bin is?
No, but look, we don't know. Una could be in a gay relationship and she could be...
But she's a woman and she puts the bins out.
No, I'm not saying women shouldn't put the bins out, but I'm saying in every relationship, it's someone's job to put the bins out.
Yeah.
That never changes.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I was away without my wife, I was away for a few days out of the country without her, yeah?
Yeah.
And one of the days I was away happened to be bin day, and when I came back, she hadn't put the bins out.
Well, she wasn't even capable of doing that one thing.
Flies buzzing around them and cats eating out of them, and she refused to put them out. Hannah, I'm sure you look gorgeous. A green blouse now. I like that. So you didn't go for the white.
Okay, yeah, you're happy with that now?
Because when you get into a lesbian relationship, you've made your choice. That's your choice. You can't both wear white. That's just one of the things, one of the rules of a lesbian wedding. You both can't wear white.
Okay, are we good to go with today's show?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to... one final message here.
Yeah.
I'm married to a man and I always put the bins out. This is Samantha.
Hang on, I'm not going to get cancelled over this.
You deserve to be cancelled.
No, I did not say...
You said men put the bins out.
I didn't say that. I said in a relationship...
Yeah, you said men put the bins out.
No, I didn't say... Rewind the tape. I always said in a relationship there's jobs that are assigned to different... Oh, Hannah just sent us a wedding photograph. Ah, look, that's the first lesbian wedding photograph I've ever been sent in my life.
Okay, let's have a look.
I know where that is.
Where is it?
I'm going to guess. That's Kelly's resort in Wexford, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it looks like Kelly's.
Okay, so the photograph is...
Hannah with a green blouse.
Yeah, lovely. And her wife wearing a lovely white dress. Yeah.
No, I think it's really nice because there's no clashing. Green and white. Not too white.
Yeah, no, that's nice. And where do you think it is?
Kelly's Resort in Wexford. You wouldn't go there. It's only for exclusive people with money.
How do you get in?
And prestige.
Definitely, how do you get in?
Sorry, I have prestige.
Where?
What?
Where?
Oh, no, sorry, it wasn't Kelly's in Wexford. It was Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got that. How selfish.
What?
Getting married in Spain.
Well, what's wrong with getting married in Spain? You did it.
No, I didn't get married in... Oh, I did in Lanzarote, yeah. Oh, okay.
Selfish prick.
When we're putting this out again, can you edit out the bit where I say, Nikki, do you look like a tosser on your wedding day?
What, you're afraid he'd come back to you?
It'd always be awkward conversations. How are you, boss? Why did you say that about me? It's the happiest day of my life.
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Oh, sorry about that.
What?
Did you not hear that?
What?
My stomach just did a big rumble and I apologise.
Oh.
Haven't had lunch today. And Adrian, you can't see this because it's a podcast, obviously, but Adrian has a sandwich.
Yeah, it's just sitting there waiting for, as soon as we're finished the podcast.
Why do people call it a sandwich, though? It's not a sandwich.
What?
It's not a sandwich.
Okay, but if you sound like a knob saying, I'm going to have my sandwich.
But it's not sandwich.
Everybody no, but it's a sandwich.
Anyway, I didn't get to have lunch today and I was... hoping to grab something here in the White Sands Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I have, you know what I have, normally when I pop in here and I'm a bit hungry, what do I always have?
Chicken wings.
No, I don't. That's ridiculous. You've never seen me eating chicken wings in my life.
Why, do you not like chicken wings?
I do. My wife eats chicken wings with a knife and fork.
What?
Yeah, have you never seen the video?
No.
I put up a video of her last year. We were out for a meal. And I put up a video of her
eating chicken wings with a knife and fork.
We were in a restaurant in an eatery. And that's the one thing. She will not pick up a chicken wing in her hand. And the video is, I'll have to find the video. The video is her literally sitting there. It's painful to watch it. And she, the chicken wing's gone flying across the table and she's trying to cut it. She literally will cut the meat off. Like, you don't get the best meat when you... She hates the idea of chewing off a bone. She says it's animalistic.
Well, why would she even order chicken wings then?
Because she likes chicken wings and she likes Frank's hot sauce, but she won't pick it up in her hand.
That's bizarre.
She doesn't like having a bone in her hand.
I know, I can understand that.
No, you just said you can't understand that.
Well, okay, no, I can't really understand it. So
she said the worst...
The whole idea of a chicken wing is you suck everything off the thing.
She said her idea of hell is to have a bone in her hand and to be sucking it and all messy on her mouth and all that. She just said no.
But then I don't understand why she orders chicken wings.
Because she likes the taste of the chicken with the Frank's hot sauce. But she will... I have to find that video. Honestly, it went viral. Went around the world.
Sorry, is there anybody else listening?
I know somebody.
You know somebody, yeah.
Who eats a hamburger with a knife and fork.
Now, hamburger?
Now, I'm not talking about your McDonald's hamburger. I'm talking about, you know, a proper burger that you get in a restaurant.
Oh, with a knife and fork. Yeah, I would as well.
Why?
I just would.
Oh, so you wouldn't pick that up with your...
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd cut it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I literally pick up chicken wings. That's the whole idea of the chicken wing. Yeah.
You should probably
shove the whole thing into your gob, yeah?
You should probably see a doctor about that, actually.
You shove the whole thing into your gob and...
No, she just doesn't like having a bone in her hand.
That's bizarre.
I'd say there's a lot of women that'd be like that, no.
Really?
Just don't want a bone anywhere near them, no.
No, okay.
I will find that video and I'll put it up on Face. Oh, here it is, actually. Here it is, look. So I'm going to show it to Adrian first. So
yeah, go on.
It's a very fine restaurant we were in.
Did you get on with it?
Michelin 4-star restaurant.
It wasn't.
Minimal. This restaurant, by the way, minimal price.
Is that restaurant has IKEA plates?
No, they're not IKEA plates. They're Denby, by the way. Denby. You don't even know what Denby is.
I have Denby at home.
No, you don't have Denby.
I do.
No, you don't. That kip of a house you live
what?
In.
What?
There's no Denby there. You eat off paper plates. Anyway, this restaurant we were in.
You're a prick.
This restaurant we were in, the cheapest main course in this restaurant is about €55. So we're talking high class here. None of you would even get through the front door. You wouldn't even be able to read the menu. Anyway, so we're in this beautiful establishment, eatery, yeah?
Mm.
And just explain what they're watching on the video there.
She's literally cutting the...
She's cutting the chicken wing.
Oh, that is
pretty
bizarre.
Very noisy restaurant.
It is. That's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right.
Here, I'll just play it for those of you who are watching them.
Oh, hang on
just
now.
In case you don't believe it's true.
There we go. Look. Look. Cutting the... That is bizarre. I can't get over that.
It's frustrating to watch.
Yeah, I can. And that's every time she has chicken wings.
I compare it to watching a man painting a wall with a toothbrush.
That's what it's like.
You imagine how frustrating it would be for a man to have to paint a whole wall with a toothbrush. That's what it's like.
Yeah, no, that is
anyway,
tedious.
Anyway, I digress. The reason I'm hungry is because the only... Don't slag me over this. The only scones they have downstairs... By the way, White Sands Hotel, Port Marnock, nicest scones on the
scones,
north side.
Scones, scones.
No, scone. E is silent. Yeah, the nicest scones.
Sorry, can I the E is silent?
Yeah, it's S-C-O-N, but there's an E at the end of it, but the E doesn't exist. It's like,
yeah.
It's like autumn. How do you say autumn?
Autumn?
You don't say autumn.
No, you don't.
Hang on. What way do you supposed to say autumn?
Autumn.
You say, where's the N?
It's silent.
Same thing.
No.
It is.
Sorry, is anybody with me on this? The things are called scones.
No,
and that's it.
Doesn't matter anyway. So, the White Sands Hotel in Port Marnock do some of the nicest scones.
Scones.
There's a lovely rise in them. I like a scone with a rise.
Yeah. I like they are lovely. I have seen them. I have had them.
But the only scones that they had today had currants in them, and I can't do it. In fact, I said
your scone is meant to have currants.
Your woman is slagging me.
No, I can't say that word.
Your woman is slagging me down there about the scones, and I said, "Do you have any with currants?" She says, just eat them with the currants. I can't. I'll have to pick them out. I'd be sitting here through the whole topic.
Why, do they actually sell ones without currants in them?
A scone, but you can get a scone without currants. Yeah.
But really?
This is how popular scones without currants are, yeah? the scones without currants sell before the scones with currants. They sell out first. That's how popular they are.
Okay, I want to know. Sorry, I just have to hold you up here.
People don't like scones.
Scones.
People
scones.
Don't like, doesn't matter. People don't like scones.
Sorry, Breed agrees with me. Correct. Know, the Diane, are, scone. The people, laughing, pissing herself
the
laughing.
The people that listen to this podcast say family. Instead what? Of family. The people that listen to this podcast say family.
Who said that?
Ah, loads of them. You often hear them saying, I've a lovely family. I've a lovely family. It's not a family. Or, I brought the kids to McDonald's. It's not McDonald's. So don't lecture me on how to pronounce words. It's a fucking scone. That you made
it's
me
not
curse.
A scone.
You made me curse now. I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
I'm angry with myself.
Can I just tell you, not one of our listeners is agreeing with you.
No, I'm angry with myself. I'm really angry.
A scone with no currants is drier than the Sahara. It is. I mean, seriously.
Actually, Darren, I think you found it rained in the Sahara last week for the first time in years.
Oh, did it?
Global warming. It's real. Yes, it did. Rained in the Sahara.
Sorry, Michelle, you're right, Adrian. It's scones. That's where, that's Jeremy Americanizing his words.
No, but you all say family. Family.
No, not everybody says that.
What's a family?
Can I just tell you, it's very unusual. Very unusual.
What's the name of that TV program with your man? What's that called? You know, we surveyed 100 people and asked them, name something that you would do after a shite. Name something you do after a shite.
Wipe me arse.
What's that show called?
But that's obviously the right answer.
No, that would be the right answer. I can't think of any other answer to that. No,
there isn't. It's a stupid
so
question.
We surveyed 100 people and we asked them, name something you do after a shite. I have another one.
Yeah.
Flush the toilet.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Okay. That's the top answer. Woo, woo, woo.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting the whole thing. Yeah.
Wash your hands. Yeah.
What's the name of that TV show? It's Family Fortunes. It's not called Family Fortunes.
So there's three. We've got three.
Yeah.
So you wipe your arse, you clean your hands.
Flush the toilet.
Flush the toilet. What else do you do after?
Play Candy Crush on your phone.
And after?
No, you do that as you're pushing out. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Pull up your trousers.
Pull up your trousers. Oh, no, that's not an answer. No,
that'd be honest. What else do you do? Well, in my house, and I have to be quiet, I hope nobody's eating this into this, I have to get the can of air freshener out. I have very smelly stools.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my high fibre diet.
Do you have to use a plunger? No.
On what?
On the toilet.
Up my arse.
No, on the toilet. No?
No. Oh, yes, you do. Sorry, clean the skid marks off the toilet. Yes. Anyway, my point is that's called Family Fortunes. Not Family Fortunes.
Okay, anyway.
Open a window.
Open a window.
Instead of doing a topic today, we should just do Family Fortunes with the listeners.
Fortunes. So, just back to the scones. Everybody, bar none, is with me on the scone thing.
Anyway.
It's called a scone.
The point I was making was, I can't eat a scone that has currants.
Nobody calls them scones.
Well, sorry, I'm a person. I'm a human being. I exist.
Your opinion does not matter.
Are you not you're like Israel and Palestine.
What?
You don't recognise my existence.
No, I don't. No, I don't recognise the use of the word scone.
You literally don't recognise me.
I don't recognise you.
I don't exist.
No, yes.
You've stolen me. It's a scone.
It's not a scone, you fool of a man.
You light a scented candle.
Oh, that's, yeah, you should probably light two.
Oh, honestly, if you put the Holy Yankee Candle Store into the toilet, it wouldn't get rid of it. Very smelly stools. Very smelly stools.
Okay, anyway, thanks for that bit of information.
Do you like the currants in a scone?
I don't mind them, yeah.
What?
I don't mind them.
Do you?
No.
Oh, they're horrible.
No,
they're chewy and stuff
but
like that.
But they are. That's what a scone is.
No, a scone in my house, see, obviously, different class, different upbringing, different geographical location where I was brought up. To you, you were brought up in the ghetto. So.
You believe that, don't you?
I was brought up
in the ghetto.
A scone.
Oh, sorry, Angela actually agrees with you.
And she's had many a scone.
Then she asks, how do you say the word committee?
Committee.
I can't stand people who say that.
I exist.
You don't exist. In my world, you do not say committee.
I do say committee, yeah. I also say oregano.
What?
Oregano.
Oregano? What the fuck is that?
I cook food with oregano all the time.
What's that?
But common folk would call it oregano, but it's oregano.
Oregano.
Yeah,
you live in Ireland, by the way.
Oh yeah, I know I did. Yeah.
Comity. Does anybody say the word comity?
I just think scones with currants should be banned, should be outlawed.
No, but that's what a scone is, you fool.
Hang on, I'm going to Google what a scone is. What is a scone?
Scone.
No, I refuse to even write that.
Comma T.
That word does not exist in my vocabulary. It's a small, unsweetened or lightly sweetened cake made from fair. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about it. No, in fact, if you Google the word scone, the picture that comes up, how many currants are in that scone?
None.
Yeah.
But then it does say, and sometimes having added fruit.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. So it's it. Now, probably, which this conversation always comes back on itself, probably if I did eat the scones with the fruit in them, they'd make my poos more regular and I wouldn't have to fumigate the toilet.
That's probably a good idea.
Because currants and raisins make your poo better.
Definitely.
Definitely they do.
No, I can't stand that as well. The word is definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Family fortunes.
You're one of these fools who probably says aluminum.
What would you call it? Aluminum foil, yeah.
Aluminium! Oh, we're going to be his.
My daughter says dollars. She thinks the currency is dollars. Daddy, can have some dollars.
Is she watching too much telly then?
She watches a lot of YouTube.
It's aluminium, you lemon.
It's actually not. If you look at the word, the way it's spelled aluminum.
No, there's an actual I in there.
No, it's spelled aluminum.
No, it's not.
Aluminum.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.